Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
It's Thursday, October 7th. I'm Nick Rallman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Coast Guard investigators aborted a cargo ship anchored off the Orange County coast near the undersea pipeline that leaked an estimated 144,000 gallons of oil last weekend. They're trying to figure out if the Rotterdam Express shifted position and sliced the pipeline open with its anchor. It's not clear if that happened. The Associated Press reported yesterday that GPS data showed the ship moved several times while anchored, but marine traffic, which tracks ships off the coast, says there were errors in the GPS data from the Rotterdam Express. In about 90 minutes, attorneys, environmentalists, and beach business owners will hold a news conference on Main Beach in Huntington Beach to announce a proposed class action lawsuit over the spill. In other legal news, a 16-year-old Lancaster High School student has filed a claim for damages with the Antelope Valley Union High School District and LA County. KPCC's Emily Elena Dugdale says the claim comes after an LA County Sheriff's deputy body slammed the teen in August.
The claim alleges that Michaela Robinson refused to give her phone to school resource officer Daniel Aquilano and walked away from him. It says he then threw her to the ground and straddled her. According to the claim, Robinson was detained for several hours. It says when she returned to school, Deputy Aquilano mocked, teased, and harassed her. A claim is the first step before the filing of a lawsuit. The complaint cites KPCC and ProPublica's investigation that found in 2019, deputies disproportionately stopped and cited black teens at high schools in Lancaster. No comment yet from the school district or the county. Covering criminal justice, I'm Emily Elena Dugdale.
The LA City Council Redistricting Commission has begun taking comment from Angelenos about its draft map of new city council district boundaries. That map is going to stand for 10 years once it's finished and approved. Right now, though, it hasn't firmed up the district boundaries for council members Paul Krikorian and Nithia Rahman. Both have San Fernando Valley area districts. They could be dramatically different than they are today, though, and neither Krikorian nor Rahman like it. Redistricting Commission Chair Fred Ali talked about critics of the process when he opened last night's public meeting.
I want to acknowledge, however, that this commission understands that it is advisory to the City Council, who ultimately make final decisions on redistricting. We respect their right to ultimately decide and ask that they respect the process that they have asked us to undertake as we proceed with this difficult work.
The LA City Council Redistricting Commission will hold three more public hearings before it adopts the map. It'll submit to the LA City Council for approval by the end of October. You can see the proposed map in detail on our website, laist.com, laist.com. Pfizer has asked the Food and Drug Administration to authorize its COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. The FDA's expert advisory group will meet on October 26 to consider emergency authorization. When it meets, what can we expect? Here's Dr. Robert Kim Farley at the UCLA Fielding School of Public Health.
So we could perhaps expect sometime between maybe Halloween and Thanksgiving an actual ruling and authorization and emergency use authorization for that. So that's very encouraging.
Dr. Robert Kim Farley at the UCLA Fielding School of Public Health. He's one of the COVID-19 experts you hear daily on KPCC's Air Talk. Well, let's go back to the beach now, not to Huntington Beach, where cleanup workers are picking up and scraping up oily sand and tar balls that the waves have swept ashore from the oil spill. Instead, we're going to head over to Manhattan Beach. And we've told you about Bruce's Beach there, the beachfront land that was essentially stolen from a black couple nearly 100 years ago by city leaders in Manhattan Beach. They did not like the fact that Willa and Charles Bruce were running a beach resort that catered to black Angelenos. The city used eminent domain to seize the land. L.A. County, which now owns it, is returning it to the descendants of Willa and Charles. Supervisor Janice Hahn says county lawyers are talking with the family about details.
Then begin to enter into official discussions with the family so we can figure out how to best transfer the land and under what conditions the Bruce family would like to continue to have a relationship with the County of Los Angeles.
L.A. County Supervisor Janice Hahn, she was a guest today on KPCC's Air Talk. One option is for the family to lease that land back to L.A. County. Right now, there's a lifeguard training center there. Thanks for listening to the L.A. Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another L.A. Report.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.